You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
And that song was House Fires, Bethel Music, Rest on Us, Rest on Us. And so glad you're listening this afternoon. Keep your dial set right here in 89.9. This is the Good News Station. It's right now 4:03, and I am so happy to bring on air our dear friend, Alan Love. Welcome, Alan.
Well, thank you, and I'm happy to be with you all again. And as you know, I've been basically doing a series on health. And yesterday we talked about God using our weaknesses to build strength in faith. And I was going to tell a couple of stories about that, but there is a story that I want to tell today that involves me. And tomorrow I was basically going to do a pre-celebration of April 9th, 1990, when WCNO first aired. Instead of that, I am... not going to be with you tomorrow, and I will explain why.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago, I had a full physical blood test panel, and I saw my doctor to go over it, and he said one ratio is out of line, and it for those of you who know, I'm not going to go into what it is, but it's called the creatinine Buns ratio, and it sometimes deals with kidney functions, but it can deal with a lot of other things. So he ordered another blood test for next week, and then he really blindsided me because he said, I want to do a CAT scan on your chest and an MRI on your head.
Huh.
Well, I'm feeling fine. And I basically said to him, why? I'm feeling fine. And he said that ratio can be a number of things. And he said it's the whole gamut. It can be something as simple as making a couple of tweaks to your diet that will bring it back in gear. And he said, I know you're a guy who wants to know. So he said the worst case scenario with the brain scan is an inoperable brain tumor. Mm. Well, at that point, what kinks into my mind is my faith.
Amen.
This is the first time in my mind that I've had any issue whatsoever with any part of my body above my waist. Because obviously my legs with the cerebral palsy were weak to begin with. So the first thing that I emotionally feel is I'll be 80 on June 22nd, and to not even have a scan or a test for anything when most people have tests in their 60s, 70s, and up for heart, lung, other things, liver, pancreas. So I feel extremely blessed that the Lord has put me in this position. And of course, the Lord has not said to me, you're coming home soon. As I said, it could be as simple as a dietary change.
Sure.
But the thing is that I'm sure that Pastor will keep you informed, or I'll talk to Pastor, because I think my situation can be used in a very positive way, because what I would like to do is keep abreast with the audience and talk to them about what I'm going through, the kind of care I'm going through, what you may need if you're able to stay at home, or what facilities there are, not only here in the Las Vegas area, but also looking into facilities in the Florida area, so you know what to look for. And it won't necessarily be only during prayer and share time. It will depend on my conversation with the team and my physical and mental well-being. But the important thing I want to bring out today, the most important thing, is you can't control the physical. Whatever there is there. If nothing's there, nothing's there. But you can control certain things that help the physical. Probably number one is faith. Number two is a diet. Number three is lifestyle changes. Number four is keeping stress under control. And yeah, I could be nervous, losing sleep, waiting for the results of the scan in the second week of April, but I'm not. And the reason I'm not is because I believe in the Lord. And I believe the Lord is going to take care of me in whatever way the Lord deems is best for me. And that only doesn't only apply to me, it applies to all of us. And it is extremely, extremely important to realize that. You have two choices at this point. You can either mope around and be panicking and, oh, is this the end? Or you can live your life the way the Lord wants to. And the Lord has let me live my life for almost 80 years with faith, with happiness, with Amen. Joy, with kindness, with generosity, with love, with the ability to help others. And the ability to receive from others. And receiving is one thing I'm going to ask the listeners if they wish to help me. I'm going to give out my email. And the thing that I am interested in is if anybody has gone under an MRI with spasticity. Spasticity is uncontrolled. In other words, you don't know when it's going to happen, but it's an uncontrolled muscle spasm. And in an MRI or a CAT scan, that just doesn't work out. And I also would like to share with you experiences health-wise or financial-wise or spiritual-wise, because I am assuming that the next prayer and share, I will have the pleasure of joining you again, and it may give me more insight as to what's going on in the Christian community in Florida and in your own lives, which would be interesting to incorporate in your faith and how you're handling things. And I think that that would be a very positive dialogue no matter what happens. So at this point, I'm going to give my email, and then I'm going to tell you again, as I love doing, how to make a pledge or donation to WCNO. First, my email. It's all small letters and two numbers. It's E as in eloquence, T as in Timothy, F as in Frank, M as in Mary, A as in Alpha, N as in Nurture, 13@gmail.com. Once again, ETFMAN13@gmail.com. Now, to make a pledge or donation to WCNO, you can just hit your phone tab. If you're of my generation and you have a dial phone and still works, you can do it that way, but the number you want to call is 772 221-1100. You can text WCNO 24365 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, or you can go to our website, WCNO.com. And to show you the frame of mind I'm in, before I turn it back to the team, I've got a joke for you. Unfortunately, there were very good friends. One was a pastor, and one was a carpenter. And they were very, very, very good friends. And the carpenter suggested that the pastor and a friend of his, who was a politician, go on this raft tour. And unfortunately, a storm came up, and both the pastor and the politician went to see the Lord. Well, when they got to the gates of St. Peter, they were warmly greeted by St. Peter, and St. Peter said, "Follow me, and I will show you where your eternal living quarters are." So the first place he stops is a small little house with not much furniture, not much light, just the bare bones pictures. And the politician figured, okay, this is where I'm going to spend eternity. And St. Peter says to the pastor, "This will be your eternal home with us." And the politician is told, "Follow me." And they get to this absolutely gorgeous mansion. And St. Peter says, "This is your eternal home." And the politician can't believe it, that a pastor who had a wonderful career with teaching the gospel and bringing people to Jesus wound up in a small little place while the politician is getting this gorgeous mansion. So the politician asked St. Peter, "How come I'm getting this gorgeous mansion and the pastor is getting much less as his living quarters?" And St. Peter says, "Over the last 3,000 years, we have tens of millions of clergy with us, but you're the first politician to ever make it up here."
Oh, my. Alan, I was wondering where you were going.
Well, I'm going back to you now,
Jeff. You're going back to me. Well, David, what do you say after something like that? I mean, here's two clergy sitting here, and, you know, I like that.
I like that, too. I heard a similar joke involving an archbishop.
Oh!
and a worker. But, yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, that was very good. That was good. Alan, in fact, I told a long joke not too long ago here.
You did, but you had some accent.
I did have an accent,
which I loved.
But yours went over better than mine.
Well,
I think.
Well, you know, we can't hear what all of our audience is doing, but I'm sure that that many enjoyed that, Alan. But I'm delighted that you are our friend, and that we both know that we don't face anything alone, and that God has his hand on your life, and we will be certainly in prayer as you have some follow-up meetings and testing to be done. And we are going to look forward to talking with you real soon. Now, are you going to stop back in tomorrow, or is this, will we be following up next week?
I do have a couple of appointments
tomorrow. Okay.
And so that's why I'm not joining you.
Understand.
You've got two wonderful days to meet the goal, and remember, you don't have to have the money today or tomorrow or Friday. You have until the next prayer and share to meet any pledges that you make. And,
that's right.
Of course, the donation is immediate if you do it by credit card or calling 772-221-1100. But I hope you enjoyed this series. It gave me a lot of preparation for what I will be going through, and I'll keep you informed. But please be positive, keep your faith, expand your faith, and above all, bring others to Jesus, because without Jesus, I don't think I'd be in the mental frame of mind that I am now.
Amen. I certainly understand that. And Father God, we just thank you this afternoon for your grace, Father, for your favor, and for your hand that's upon our lives, upon Alan's life today. We commit him into your hands. We agree with your word over him, that you are the great physician that is in charge of all of our cases. And Father, we know that we can trust in you, and we do, and we entrust our brother into your healing hands today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, Alan, we're going to be available right here, so we'll be in touch. God bless, and thank you so much for all the hard work and for the great presentations.
And one other thing I have to mention, please, give your son Jay all of my prayers and best. He is going in to serve our country, and there's no higher thing he can do as far as the United States of America, as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you, Alan. I will pass that on to him. And he came by for lunch today. I know he is trying to get everything done. He just has a 3 days left here, so he's working hard to get everything completed. And so I will definitely look to pass your kind words on to him.
God bless all of you.
Blessings, Alan. Yes. We love you. Take care. Goodbye. Well, there's Alan. Yeah. That's the first joke out of, you know, the whole time.
Yes. Well, I know he knows other jokes.
I know he does, too. Well, that's the first one that I remember.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't remember jokes well, though I enjoy them. And I really enjoy the humor that Charles brings along. And he's had some great humor with us with the dad up. And Charles slipping in the other day, that was kind of great. I said, Charles, I just suspect you had come prepared with a dad up joke. And he said, yes, I did. But I got him off track. I actually went back. The one he had shared earlier was so good. I said, you got to share it again. Well, phone lines are open.
They are. And you can call 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And pour out into those open lines the richness of your gift.
Amen. Amen. And we have not had many online donations today, though we had several over the night, and we were able to add those in first thing this morning. So we'd like to just remind you that you can go to WCNO.com, make a donation there. You can also text a donation by texting WCNO to 24365. Phone lines are open right now, and we are looking to speak to our family. We're going to need a lot of calls. And while you're doing that, let me share. Harriet from Stewart is making a $25 donation. We want to thank you, Harriet, for that donation. And that is being received with great thanksgiving. And that's going to be part of our matching funds today. That brings us to a new total. $6,265 is what we have remaining in this matching fund from the $10,000 that came in from Palm Beach Ironworks, looking to match every one of those dollars. We need a partner for every one of those dollars, and we're making progress, so we are thankful for all of that. Give us a shout, 772 221-1100, 772-221-1100. And we will go to another song at this time, and we will be back following that. Maverick City, Gyra.
I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the wind to call me out. You would cross an ocean, so I wouldn't drown. You've never been closer than you are right now.
Let's sing it all, y'all.
You are a child. So clear what it's all about. So stay by my side when the sun goes down. Don't wanna forget how I feel right now.
Gyra,
Gyra, you are enough.
I know that you are.
Gyra, you are enough.
So
I will be perfect
right now
in every circle.
right. We are wanting to get that phone number out. David, help me out with that.
772-221-1100 is the number to call. 772-221-1100.
And, David, this is Wednesday. Did you know that? This is Wednesday.
I just discovered that.
And it is 4:30 on Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
And that means that we are nearing the end of day three of week two.
That's right. And
we
time's running out.
We have time that is running out. I don't know where Todd is. Todd was coming from St. Lucie West somewhere. He's probably going to come in here any moment, and so we're going to see Todd. But Todd's right. We may run out of time, but we never run out of hope because our hope is in Jesus Christ. And we will, about 6 o'clock, be running out of our time here for the day as far as the team being here. Station, of course, will continue on the air. But there is a point, David, where we in the flesh run out of energy, too.
Yes, there
and
is that.
That can happen. That can happen. I sense that rest will be sweet tonight for me. I think I will have very little problem resting well tonight. That'll be a blessing. Mm-hmm. And, of course, this is Wednesday. A lot of families are maybe a few families still have Bible studies and things of that nature on Wednesday nights. Church has changed a lot. You know, when I was a kid, we were in church almost every day of the week, it seemed, or someplace that there was something going on about the kingdom. But nowadays, you know, a lot of churches, they just have Sunday morning. They may have some home groups or other things going on for kids during the week. Not so much Wednesday night services anymore. A lot of churches have just kind of shut those down and move things to a different time. But some of you may still have services tonight. And I know every day with both the man and the woman, husband and wife, working, It's a press in the evening, getting finished with work, getting home, getting meals prepared, and finishing off. A lot of work goes home with people. They're still working maybe 10, 11 o'clock at night. And I remember all those days, different jobs where the job follows you home. But here we will finish off around 6 o'clock. There will be a few hours of work still to do, but I may just have to save that for another day. David, we are blessed to have had many people joining us. In fact, just looking at the donations, we've had several hundred donations come in, and we thank God for every one of those. And we do thank God for those of you who are preparing, who just haven't made the call yet, or maybe you're just getting ready to send out that donation, that response card, or maybe you've never received a response card, maybe you've never called us before. But we would love to hear from you this afternoon. We do have time to receive many more donations, but we're going to need the phone to ring to get where we need to go this afternoon. $6,265 remaining. Let's work on that $265, because once we have finished that off, I will be able to bring one more of the $1,000 blocks of funds into our income today. That would bring us to four. So we are looking for your call. Give us a shout, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And you can also go to WCNO.com, WCNO.com. Going to go to this next song. I believe you'll enjoy it. Great is your faithfulness.
Ever sing how good you are. We join in the chorus singing holy. All of heaven rings with just one song. We join in the song singing holy. Sing holy. Slain.
And we're just coming back to stay in touch with you and let you know that as the afternoon progresses, we are awake, sort of. Wake, sort of.
In the neighborhood of wakefulness, anyway.
I know I'm sort of awake because I turned on Karen's mic and Karen's not in the room. So that sort of is, that means that, David, your mic was not on. But it is on now. It is on now.
It worked. Yeah, I can tell. But
Even at this late date in the hour of the moment of the afternoon of all of that is indicative of the fact that we're sort of awake, not necessarily totally, but anyhow, amen. The phone number is 772-221-1100, and David knows some other ways you can give today, and all of that would work, and we are kind of watching.
Mm-hmm. We're checking every resource. Aside from the phone number, which again is 772-221-1100, you can go to our website, wcno.com, and the homepage, there's a button somewhere on the front says Donate Here.
Yep.
And you click on that, you'll get some very helpful information how you can make a pledge, which is a promise to send us a gift because you don't have the money right now, but you have the call from God to give. So you'll tell us what God told you to do, and then when you get that, you'll send it. You can also make use a bank card to make a donation that way on the homepage, again, WCNO.com. Or you can text. And how you do this is you text WCNO to 24365. And that works very, very well.
It does work very well. And Sandra found that by sending in a check, that worked.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra sent in a check. Yep. It was processed on the 13th of this month for $50. We want to thank you, Sandra, for that donation from Claremont, Florida.
That's right. I know Claremont.
You do? I guess.
I had a friend that lived there for a while.
I don't know it well. I just know of it.
Yeah. Well, many people know of it unless you live there. Interesting little town up there in central Florida.
Probably some oak trees with some moss hanging.
You get that for sure. Back in the day, up until the mid-80s, it was a heavy citrus area.
Mm.
And the freeze of 83, I think.
Wiped that out, didn't it?
It began, and then the freeze of 84 just totally.
Yep.
All that land was eventually sold off for development. But in one season, the value of an acre went from $10,000 to $2,000 an acre.
Boy, that's a big loss.
That's a big loss. Big loss. We used to go in, I had a friend again, he was in a church there in Stewart, in Claremont, and we'd come in there over, I forget what the highway was, 50, I think, and just rolling hills of green citrus trees, just
beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Beautiful.
And then I went down there, I was in seminary by then, the first winter went down for Christmas, and I went to see him, and it was like stubble.
Mm.
It was horrible.
Yeah, that's a real shame. We lost a lot in that freeze.
We did. We did.
And this cold snap we just had a few weeks ago, this has impacted our state in a pretty significant way as well. Negatively, I know on our street we have some of the palm trees that are very mature trees look as if they just may not make it. So see a lot of dead leaves around the area, so still a lot of burning. So we want to thank Sandra for that donation of $50 coming in, donation by check. We're going to add that in, and we're going to go to a song. We will be back in a little bit, and we're going to see exactly what's going on here.
Could he be the one for you? beautiful love you give, we come to you again to offer up our lives to worship.
Wow.
Wow.
Are we working?
Well, yeah. we're working. You know, we've been looking forward to Todd the Plumber showing up in his uniform. And Karen's going to explain the uniform. Let's see. Karen, help me out. Help me out. Todd the Plumber showed up. He's got boots on.
Steel-toed.
So that's professional. Okay. That's professional. Got the steel-toed boots on.
Yeah.
What else?
He's got his T-shirt that said Santa's Favorite Plumber.
Yes. Multicolored.
Multicolored. Yes, it is multicolored.
Yes.
Christmas
color. Got Christmas lights on it.
Yes, and I have a belt that is...
Weight belt.
It holds your...
To support your back.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got four...
Hang on, we have a donation coming in. We have a donation coming in from Marlene in Fort Pierce. Marlene, thank you so very much.
God bless.
For that donation of $100. That's coming in, part of our matching funds. That brings us to $2,115. That number is...
772-221-1100. That's the number, 772-221-1100.
Okay, we have the multicolor shirt on.
Okay, and I don't have a hard hat, but I have a hard head. So I brought my plumber hat.
It's a great plumber hat.
It's a plunger.
It's a plunger.
It is.
Orange felt plunger.
And then I brought my... I have a shirt that says all I need is Jesus and caffeine.
Yes.
And I brought my coffee, my Stanley.
Yep, you need that.
Yes, yes. Got that.
Yeah.
And the word.
The word.
He's and got, the
and
word.
Toolbox.
He's got your
toolbox.
In my toolbox.
Hallelujah.
That's a well-equipped plumber.
That is a well-equipped plumber.
Praise the Lord.
And I'm asking all other plumbers. I don't care if you're first year, second year, third year. If you're listening, donate. I'm here to give $100. Whether you give it or not, but I'm hoping you do.
There you go. And that number?
772-621. Oh, that's my number.
Everybody can give Todd a call.
He'll help.
772-221-1100.
And if you can't find an 11, it's 1100.
There you go.
You heard that from Ed, didn't
exactly.
you?
Yes,
yeah.
I did.
Yeah, Ed said if you can't find the 11 on your phone, you can make it up.
Yes,
you can. Make it up that way. So, Todd, you're a great blessing, and we're so glad you're here this afternoon. And I know you're charged about Jesus, And God loves you a lot. You know, you've got something in your lunch or your toolbox there about a day in your life where Satan wanted to take you out.
Literally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What happened that day?
I don't know, somewhere around 7 o'clock on, I don't remember the day, November 4th.
Pull the mic over, David. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, I'm hearing me real loud.
That's, we'll adjust you down some. There you go.
There you go. Thank you. November 4th, 2023, I got a call, said, hey, we're going down to Hard Rock, and that was the Saturday after the October 31st, the Halloween fell in the middle of the week. So, And I'm thinking, wow, I'm going to get to see all these freaks. I'm going to get to see some kind of show. Well, yep. Then I get down there, and there was live music,
yep.
Free. There was a light show. There was all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm going through and going, okay, cool. So yep. I played the games. I lost my money that I brought. I said, good, let's go home. About 9:30. I said, I'm going home. And they said, okay. So I jumped. I was a passenger in the back seat of the driver, behind the driver. And it was raining. And I don't know. I heard this, oh, no. That's all I heard.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing I know, I'm feeling all this cool breeze. I'm hearing all these cars, like they're flying by me.
Mm.
I went from the fast lane all the way over three lanes of traffic and just on the edge of the emergency lane. I land on my back or partially on my back and my side, flipped over and went another 65 feet.
Sliding,
like slip and slide. And all I could think of is hold my head up and put my hand straight up. And I'm going through the grass. And it's 2 foot tall. I'm just going through it, and I'm going, holy crap. Oh, my God. What's happening? And I stood up. I said some other choice words. And then when I looked over, and everybody's yelling for me, I said, I'm right here. I'm here. I stood up. Then everybody made me lay down. I'm going, there's nothing wrong with me. And then I had this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful young lady. She's about, I'm assuming she's 20, 22 years old, 23. I don't know. She was beautiful. She came up, do you know Jesus? And I looked straight at her. I said, you don't see him? Because everything was bright around me. And I'm in the middle of nowhere. There ain't no lights.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see just fine. And I'm going, okay. And then I was really freezing, really cold. She brought me her jacket. She says, I'm hoping you survive. And I'm like, there's nothing wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew God was there. I knew it because I told her. Because that was one of the things she asked me. Do you know Jesus? I said, you don't see him. He's literally right here. And the ambulance come and he says, we're going to pull out the gurney. I said, I can walk there. I walked to the ambulance. And I get to AMR and to Longwood, because they took me on Stewart to Longwood, and he says, they started cutting me off like they were like this.
And snipping your clothes?
Yeah, and I told them, stop, and I undressed in front of them. And then they did two MRIs, one with contrast, one without, and then they did a third MRI. Couldn't find nothing, but they did find one thing. I have a fatty liver, which I didn't find that out until 5 months later. There was nothing wrong with me.
No, so you left literally flying out of a car.
At what speed?
At what speed?
At 75 miles an hour.
75 miles an hour.
I went across three lanes of moving traffic.
Yeah.
I didn't hit the ground until I got to the other side, to the emergency lane.
Mm.
And I had a bruise all down under my arm, down my leg, my back. I mean, it was literally that big.
Yeah.
It was all blue and black. And I had a hard time getting into the house. I mean, I could walk, but it wasn't far. And then I had to kneel. I could walk, mm-hmm. and then I had to kneel.
Yeah.
And then 3 days later, I called my boss before, And I said, I'll be in them. And it was like on, I think on a Wednesday or something when I called him and told him, I'll be in Monday, which that was less than 5 days or 7 days
mm-hmm.
that I said, I'm going back to work. This is not holding me down.
Mm.
I started walking. I started exercising. I started moving. I had a bruise.
Yeah.
And it wasn't easy. But God made a way for me not to die.
You could have died.
Oh, absolutely. I could have been hit by a semi coming by.
Absolutely. There's any number of things that could happen to you.
And thank God they were all compacts, apparently, because I didn't see them. All I did was hear them.
Yeah.
I didn't open my eyes until after I hit the ground, because I said, this can't be good.
Yeah.
Right. It can't be good.
Because you hear the asphalt, you hear. Yeah. I said, this can't be good. And the next thing I know, I'm like Superman sliding through the grass, holding my head up. Another thing, all my stuff in my pockets, everything emptied out and spun around and nothing got lost.
Mm.
My phone, my wallet, my keys, nothing. My necklace, my bracelet, nothing went, nothing went anywhere. When I set up, I still had everything that I, except for one flip-flop. There was one flip-flop in the car, and I had one on me.
Mm.
When I got to the hospital, Highway Patrol, Florida Highway Patrol came in and says, are you sure you were in that car? I said, yes, I was in that car. And I told her, I showed her, I said, I have one flip-flop. There's one in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only way they believe me.
Well, because we've seen wrecks like, or situations like that. They've seen people die and or have bad injuries and never get up.
But I didn't. According to the people that were in the car, there was a box of tools in a bucket that knocked the window out first, and I went through it. I didn't knock the window out. The bucket did.
Bucket did, yeah.
Okay, and then landed back in the car. And then I went through the window. And the window, I swear, it wasn't 3 foot by 2 foot. And it was a driver's side back window of an Expedition, a 2002. Okay. It's not very big. And I came out with a little bit of road rash on my arm, a little cut on my forehead, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And everybody says, no, that's impossible. And then my cousins and all of them say, well, you must be one giant muscle. And I said, no, I've got one giant God.
Yeah. That's it.
It was
what
God.
About your devotion God. That day?
Oh, my God.
Share that with us. Right. I mean, when you're thinking that you're wondering if God is for real, here's a guy sitting in the studio today. He's a longtime friend of the ministry, but a guy that left a car 75 miles an hour, went through a side window. He is not a small guy.
No.
He went through that back window.
And weren't you asleep?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. I didn't open my eyes and I hit the grass.
Oh, God.
Airborne over three.
My first thought, and this is God's honest truth, I said, them sorry son of a guns, they had to roll the window down to smoke.
So you thought they're smoking,
yes.
But you're flying through the air.
As I'm flying through the air.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that they've done rolled the windows down to smoke.
Mm.
Okay.
Tell now, us about this devotion.
Yeah, on November 4th, it's Psalm 41 through 4. It said, he lifts me out of the mire pit, out of the mud, the mire.